as well noticed that quality of the effort to make it full and complete. But allowing it to come in with some ease, like a sense of welcoming in your belly. Texture to your breath, a little bit of your whisper muscles coming in to generate some heat as you breathe in and out your nose. And then on your next inhale, come up to tabletop. Notice tabletop. Flatness of your back, just like a table. Sturdiness of your thighs and your arms. Lift your chest and tailbone to cow. Exhale, cat. Flex your spine like a muscle. Lift your chest, cow. Cat, round. Do that a couple more times with your breath, feeling that nice texture and heat begin to build. Notice your belly kind of tugging up at the very bottom of the exhale and then inhale. And then come to neutral exhale. You're going to do kind of a cat-cow, but move it into your side body as well. So think about this circular motion of your ribs, maybe dropping down in the left ribs to your left side and then drawing up through the center like a cat, yeah? And then drop down to the right side. So you're like in these big circles with your spine. So you're undulating back and forth. So there's still that drawing up and dropping down, but more moving into the space, the sides of your mat. Yeah, rotate through your hips. We're just kind of tuning our instruments here, like before an orchestra starts to play the songs. Or they check in with how they feel. In the instrument, how the strings are tight or loose. Come to stillness. Notice your tabletop. And draw your hips back to downward facing dog. Tuck your toes, chest back. And notice here, landing in your comfortable down dog. reach through your heels. They don't have to touch the mat. Just start to feel that reaching quality. And then they're reaching through your palms. And then reaching up through your tailbone. So you've got these three points that are all seemingly contradictory, but working towards this nice sturdy, sturdy but flexible down dog. Okay, and take some pedals if that feels good. Opening up your backs a bit. Lift your head and look towards your hands. And then drop your chin to your chest, look towards your belly button. Do that two more times. Look towards your fingertips. And then to your belly button. Fingers. Belly. And then find that happy space in between where you feel just right. Heels up, stretch them high, and press them back down. Let your heels inhale. Press and release to the ground. Lift your heels up. This time, bend your knees and look at your hands. Then step or hop to the front of your mat. Take a half lift to draw your heart forward, and then fold in half, tuck your chin to your chest. Again, half. Fold chin to chest, up, stretch the back of your neck. Half lift up. Fold and breathe out. Reach up, stretch up. Exhale, hands to heart center. Close your eyes. Take a breath in and into your practice. Send the air out. Reach both palms up. Let your gaze follow your thumbs. Hold and half exhale. Good. Half lift. Feel that slight effort. And then step back high plank. Good. Take your time. Inhale. Breathe out. Start feeling this kind of churning in your belly as you draw it up. And then exhale. Take another breath in. Low plank. You're going to squeeze your elbows. Up dog, lift your chest. Down, release dog. Back onto your toes. Bend your knees, look where you're going. Step hop. Half lift, a little bit of effort. And then fold, release. Reach all the way up, stand tall. Hands to your heart. Close your eyes. Reach up. Follow your thumbs with your gaze. Fold down. Halfway lift. Push your thigh bones towards the cubbies. Fold down. Half lift. Chaturanga. Squeeze at the bottom and then lift at the top. Inhale back. Downward facing. Heels high, bend your knees, go forward, and then half lift, melt it out, reach tall, stretch through the ribs, away from the hips, hands to heart, breathe out, lift hands and gaze, forward fold, effort and release, heart forward, lengthen the spine. Still in that tuning phase of our instrument, up dog, down dog. Nice. Heels up, bend your knees, squeeze your thighs, jump, tap, let it fold, rise with your inhale, chair pose on your exhale. Breath in. Feel your breath. Exhale. Notice what the shape of your body, what that might be doing to your breath, and then vice versa. forward. Chaturanga. Up dog. Roll back down. Good. Come to high plank. Take chaturanga. Pause in the body. Yeah, take your time. Now up dog. Lift your chest. Stay. Exhale through here. Another press to lift up. And then roll back down dog. Exhale. Feel that reaching quality again in your down dog. Tailbone high. Hands and feet pressed down. Breathe in. And exhale, let it out. Two more breaths. Right leg up with your neighbor in mind. Step forward to a low lunge. Exhale. Marriage your right arm up, twist open. Yeah. Take a breath in. Exhale. Squeeze your inner thighs together, your outer hips together. Notice that strength that's happening in your trunk so that you can be flexible in your upper body. So you can have that reaching out. Stay breathing. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in. Both palms to the mat. Breathe out. Crescent lunge. Lift your upper body. Strengthen your lower body. Now we have a reaching quality in our hands and then still in our breath in, send it out, another breath in, look up, chaturanga, upper facing dog, downward facing dog, don't forget to linger, breathe out, keep your left leg up behind you, air, set or low lunge, left arm comes up. Open, then anchor through your hips and your legs. Inhale, twist through your exhale. Good, left ribs on wrapping behind you. Breathe into reach. Exhale, inhale, and then both palms. Crescent lunge, lift from your core from that strong place. And then sink into some surrender to knees. Let gravity work with you. Bring you deeper into your lunge. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. Another breath in. All the way out. Just one more to look up. Chaturanga. Go through your flow. Don't forget to treat every pose like a pose. Yep. Down dog. And right leg up. Carefully. Step through carefully. Attention here as well. Right arm up. Twist. Hand to mat. Exhale. Rise to crescent. Lift your heart. Chaturanga. If you find it difficult to maintain that chaturanga pose as a pose, drop down your knees and roll back to down dog. Left leg lifts. Step through, stay low. Left arm up. And mat exhale. Reach up in a long breath. Chaturanga. Up dog like you mean it. Down dog. Come up onto your toes. Bend your knees, look. Go forward. Come up just halfway. breathe in. Release your toes. Let your toes be wiggly, but take some of the tension at the top of your foot. So relax the top of your foot so that your toes rest gently on the mat. Take a breath in. This time, touch your nose with your knee. Reach it back. Knee to nose for that fire. Reach it high. And then step all the way through. Press it one. Land lightly and then go up. The warrior two, open one. Take a breath here. And exhale. Squeeze those hips together. Activate your glutes. Squeeze your glutes at the front of your body. And then same on your shoulders, squeeze your shoulder blades together so that your chest opens up. Really like a clothespin, and you squeeze one side and the other side opens. Take a breath. Exhale. Reach back in reverse. Come through side angle, so you dip low. And then reverse, swish back. Side angle. Pause, breathe in, exhale. or cobra, your choice. Down dog on your bed. Take a breath in. In. Good, into you. Left leg up. Knee to your nose. Reach your back, reach your hat. Knee to nose. Draw it forward. Lift the heel. Nose to knee. Touch. Good. Reach. Last one. Touch. Effort, effort, effort. Stretch it out. Press and lunge. Place it gently. Bring your attention to sensation and then soften into sensation. Breathe in, breathe out, inhale, exhale. Take another breath in right here and then reach your right arm down, left arm. That heel comes up, it's open. Pull your belly away from your back. Take an inhale and an exhale. You've got it. Breathe in. Let it go. And take your time to start to roll into that outer edge of the right foot and drop your left knee out to the side, just so that it opens enough to create space. Good. Take a breath in. Let that one go. And bring your left leg around side plank. Let it lift you. Yeah. Reach away from the mat while rooting into the mat. So root to rise. Inhale. Exhale, you got it. Breathe in. Breathe out. Last one. All the way to your belly. Come down. This time we're going to interlace your hands behind our low back. If you've got that flexibility, if not, you can just bring your palms to your low back. And then locust, lift chest and thighs. Send your knuckles to the heavens if you can. If you can't, let it go. For three. Two now. Exhale. Last one. Long, long, long. give up into your mouth. That's a give up if I ever heard one. Feels good sometimes to do that. And then we just get to give up sometimes because it feels good to do that too. Puppy pose. Bring your hips over your knees, just like tabletop. Reach your hands to the top of the mat, just like child's. And then if you have the mobility in your neck and your throat, you can tip your chin up to look at the top of your mat. Don't worry. And take each of these movements with a lot of focus, but tuck your back toes. Yeah, so that the balls of your feet come close to the mat. Press down into your forearms. And then straighten your legs into forearm length. Yeah, pull your chest forward through your biceps. And then just pretend you're standing up in mountain pose, but you're in forearm length. So you're looking pretty much straight ahead. And if you're standing up straight, your hips would be in line with your shoulders. Good, breathe. You got this, breathe in. Exhale, so good. Inhale. Exhale. Good. Breathe. Put your hips in line. Yeah. Don't give in just yet. Breathe. You can do this. Inhale. Breathe out. Two more, y'all. Big breath. Just drop your hips. Sphinx pose. Flatten your palms. Press your arms and your palms down slightly so that you can pull your chest forward. Like you're tugging the earth towards you energetically. Just notice the space between your fingers. Abs and knuckles. And then up dog.
Get a deep breath.
reverse, mobility. Half moon, strength. Good, from that place of strength, you can open. Possibly starting to roll that left hip on top of the right hip. And your heart to the side wall, or maybe starting to get up to the seat. Take a breath in. Exhale. Inhale. Standing splits. Both palms close to the hip. Both palms to the good. Press the heel up. Exhale. Inhale. Lengthen out. Shiva squat. Touch the left kneecap to the back of the right knee. Stay here. Inhale. Exhale, yeah, bring your chest a little bit forward. Nice. And then reach the right arm open, twist. Now with the orchestra and our instruments are all playing beautifully, just how they're supposed to. Whatever that looks like. Breathe in. Exhale. Another breath in, breathe out, one more. Just land your back toes into a lunge. So just step that leg that's lifted back. Take an inhale, drop the palms. Yeah, just a regular lunge. We're not twisting anymore. Take an inhale, drop the knee, the back knee down. Lift your chest between your palms to your front back. And then just feel it out at first. Maybe you're moving back and forth a little bit in your hips. And then bring your hands up. And interlace your fingers, all but the index and the thumb. And you're going to send your heart forward and up as you point your fingers towards the back of the room, almost bringing your biceps behind your ears. In that direction. Lift your chest up. Mm-hmm. Look towards the back of the room. Nice, nice. Chest up, lifted. One more. Release your arms, release your palms to the mat. Step back. And then actually drop your knees. Put your right arm up and then thread the needle through underneath your left arm. Stretch out. Yeah, bring your right cheek to the mat. Stretch out that shoulder. Almost like you're using your mat as like a foam roller. Even bring in some movement to kind of notice where any tenderness is in your shoulder. This pose can almost have like an acupressure quality to it. Through all this effort and fire. maybe with just a fresh commitment. I know it's hard, you're tired, you're working hard, just fresh inspiration, commitment to this town dog. Maybe finding those reaching qualities and those 3 points again. Just as a reminder of that this is a close. Take your left leg up, angel, and inhale. Step it lightly forward. Two low in your chest. And then warrior three, lift up with the ground. Finding your mountain here, even when it's hard. Just one more. Warrior one, land back. Reach up. Warrior two, open. Reverse with that stretch on the left ribs. Half moon, glide forward. So gliding takes longer than flinging. Most of the time. That's just cool to notice. It's always okay to take more than one breath to get somewhere. Take an inhale and one exhale. One more. Standing splits. Close the hip. Chest towards your thighs as best you can. Reach that right heel up. Exhale. Nice inhale. Love the exhale. One more right here. Cool. Shiva squat. Knee behind knee. Tuck in. Get smaller. So it went nice tight container. And then lift your left arm up to twist open. I'm using all that power right now. All that effort. Then open, inhale, and exhale, breathe in, breathe out, you got it, open through the chest, send it out, one more, step back, low lunge, bring your hands to the mat, drop the back knee, and then just start to wall your hands back towards your top of your thigh. Yeah, same like little movements just to notice what's going on in your hips. Exploring the depth here of the potential for stretch. Reach both hands up. Shake your own hand, grab your palms together, interlace your fingers, accept. Start to work your fingers back. And knowing that your progress doesn't look like your neighbor's progress. Only you know your progress. Progress may be just taking child's pose. Start to bring this lift in your chest, lifting your heart, stretching your heart muscle. As maybe your hands fall back, maybe your chest lifts up, a little bit of the back bend. And then come down, both hands to the mat, downward facing dog. Lift your heels up, bend your knees, jump to boat. That was great. Just a few breaths here. Inhale and exhale. Yeah, notice that your chest is lifting up to the ceiling. Maybe your gaze is up there too. Breathe in. Breathe out. One more. Bridge pose. Roll back. Plant your feet. Lift your hips. feet down into the mat so that your hips can lift and be free. And if you want to take this up to wheel, take it up to wheel. You're nice and open. You're about 6 more breaths, so go where you feel complete. Cool, wheel. And again, lifting your heart up. Chin is away from chest. Chest is lifting towards your chin. Breathe in. Exhale. Hang with it. 2 more breaths, y'all. 1 more breath. Butterfly pose. Sukha. Relax down. Open your knees. Soles of your feet together. Gosh, and then just feel that, like, all that life force and energy that you've created. It stays with you. Reminds us that if you want to live long, slow down. We have this idea of being busy and rushing and getting up and going. You miss a lot, and it makes life go by really fast. Both legs up. to tuck in. And then spread out, Shavasana. Take as much space as your neighbor will